Let us pray. Dear Lord, as your grace is granting us another opportunity to be alive, we praise you, O God, in real time. As other things are occurring while they are happening, we focus, O God, upon what you are doing. Though there are those around us who are doing a lot, and even in government, O God, they're doing too much. But we refuse, O God, to let them to be the subject of our praise. We focus upon you, and we bless you, and we thank you in real time. And Father, we want you to help us when you grant us time and opportunity and privilege. We want to be managers of the moment, O God. We want, Father, to always be in a place where we give you compliments rather than registering a lot of complaints to you. You are so good. And we thank you, O God, for all that you've done to bring us to where we are. And we just pray, Father, that in every successive moment that you give us, that we can please you, O God, that we will somehow bless you by how we are handling the blessings that you bestow upon each of us, O God. Thank you, O God, for your word that reminds us that you will keep us in peace, perfect peace, if we just keep our minds stayed upon you. And Father, in the current condition and crisis of our country, it requires a discipline to do that, because the devil is presenting so many different opportunities to be overwhelmed by negative, bad, and disconcerting things. It requires discipline, O God, to keep all these things in perspective and keep our minds stayed on you. But thank you, O God, for your help. And when we fault and fail, when we drift away from where we should be, O Lord, please accept our apology and our repentance. But we pray that you keep your hands on us and help us now and in the days ahead, however long you allow for us to be residents of planet Earth on our way to heaven. We just ask, Father, that you would help us. And, oh God, it is my joy now to pray with and for this person, firstly, because we could be, either of us could be in that category of the lives it used to be, but you have left us alive, and we just praise you, God, and I thank you for this person. Thank you for their lives. I thank you, God, for the testimony that they have and the testimony that you are formulating for them right now. And I just pray, Father, blessings be upon them. May peace be upon them, O God. May good health be upon them. In fact, O God, in your precious name, we rebuke all sicknesses, the ones that are unknown and the ones that are known. We rebuke all sickness and disease In the name of Jesus, we shut all of it down. In your name, as we, O God, command and demand all sicknesses to become subject to the authority of your word and the power of your name. O God, we shut it down. We pray for a turnaround. We pray that this person feels better and not worse. In the name of Jesus. And O God, we thank you for the power that and the access that we have your name, O God, and in your name we pray covering over this person from all demonic interference, initiation, instigation, Father, agitation, irritation, all these things, O God, that the kingdom of darkness would seek to do to this person, to their lives and families. We shut all of that down in the name of Jesus. And thank you, O God, for the power of your blood that washes us and secures us unto the day of redemption. O God, I just pray for this person now. I pray, Father, that they would feel your presence and be reminded of how real you are. And may that realness, O God, give them comfort through whatever condition that you are causing them to survive and to thrive in. Lord, we bless your name right now. We love you. We give you the glory right now, Father. Even when things are not like we want them to be, we still praise you because we have grown. We have grown, O God, to the understanding to know that no matter how bad life is, you are still good. And no matter, Father, what we're waiting for you to do, it is our joy, privilege, and opportunity to praise you now. And, oh God, we do that right now. Whatever time this prayer catches up to this person, whatever time of day, oh God, we bless you right now, not later, not waiting, oh God, for some other time, oh God, but we bless you and praise you right now. In the quietude of this moment, O God, we bless you now. We praise you now. We say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and hath redeemed us to God by his love. O God, we just bless your name. We bless your name. We give you, Father, this day. You've given it to us. But we give it back to you now, and we bless your name, O God, and please help us to make it good. Help us to make it good. You've given us today, Father, but help us to make it good. You put us in the driver's seat, and because we have you, and because we have you, Father, we can determine what kind of day we have that is not predicated on things happening. Because we have the power, Father, of your name. And we then, God, can have the perspective that we want to have, regardless to what is going on. We can respond in a way that will give you the praise and the glory. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is an understatement that all of this stuff that's going on in this world is absolutely crazy. And it does not seem to be a measure of normalcy that is on the horizon. But child of God, be encouraged, because this is going to give us all of an opportunity to see the power of God manifest on our behalf. That his word is true. See, sometimes life can be so easy or so good, or we can reach to a certain level, you know, where we can actually become numb to the goodness of God and the power of God. But sometimes it takes bad things to happen for that power to manifest and for us to appreciate it. And that's where we are. That is where we are. When things are going haywire around us, we will experience and witness the keeping power of God. And that gives me excitement and joy, even amidst all of this stuff that can anger us and make us upset. And you understand what I'm saying. But just please, whatever you do, don't lose the perspective of seeing God's power manifest on your behalf and how he can keep you, and let that give you joy. And I pray that you will praise him in real time. If you are not saved, it is my responsibility to give you Jesus if you would take him, and to bring you into eternal accountability, to understand that when you're dead, you're not done. That life for you will begin, be it in elation or damnation, it will begin for you when you close your eyes. You will go to one of two places, and there are only two. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you are automatically going to that other place, and that place is hell. But it would be a shame for you to go to a place where you were not invited. There are no scriptures that invite you to hell, but there are many that invite you to heaven. And I pray today that you would not play around with your soul another minute. It was so important. It is so important that Jesus came and he did all of what he did. In theological terms, we call it the person and the work of Jesus Christ. And that manifests for you. It manifested for you. It exists to this day. All the promises that happen as a result of what Jesus did. And all you got to do is acknowledge that you need him, believe that he is the Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then only thing you have to do is confess it, which means you bring your mouth into alignment with your heart. And then the Bible says you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you, or to at least hear of you. I pray that right now you accept Jesus. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion, could you think of someone else who would benefit from this, who needs to hear from the Lord and to be encouraged by someone on pavement level? Would you send it to them? You may make their day or make their life. Until next time, I love you. This is Pastor Cyril Montmorris, the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Bye-bye.